Okay. Welcome, everybody. This is the inaugural podcast for Dog Bless Training. It's not the first one Judy and I have done together, but this is the first Dog Bless Training podcast. And today we are going to talk about, not just Judy, but it is Judy Rivard of Paws for Fun. It's the name of Judy's dog training business. And we work together. We teach obedience school together and nose work. And we're having a good time imparting our knowledge to the people who want to be enlightened.
Yes.
And today we're going to enlighten you about tugging, which is a hot topic because it's controversial. Some people don't think you should tug with your dog because...
Heaven forbid they win.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And we run into this a lot of times where we suggest that people tug with their dogs to have a good release command, a drop it, a give it. And people tend to shy away from it because they don't teach the release part first. So it's like playing fetch with your dog or playing frisbee with your dog becomes a one-act play.
Yes, yes, because once the dog has the ball, that's it.
Yeah, so, you know, and some people combat that with having a second ball or they have a stack of frisbees, but it's not the same as having, you know, that communication with your dog.
That solid release command.
Right. So if you were going to teach a dog to tug, dog X, what would be the first thing that you would do?
I would teach the dog to give something back. Right. Give them a medium value toy and have a high value treat and trade them. I would start with a trading game.
And that's so easy. And, you know, that is so much fun. And all you have to do is you could do it sitting in a chair where you have your treats behind you, you have the tug toy or whatever toy it is you're going to give the dog, and they win every time. And it's rewarding for them because not only are they going to get a treat, but they're going to get the toy back.
Yes.
How fantastic.
Yes, they always get the toy back. That's very important so that they don't think giving something up is horrible. Giving something up is great because I get a treat and then I get it back.
Right. How many people live with dogs who are thieves and, you know, will steal your glasses, steal your remote control, steal your socks and run around the house with it and you're trying to get your underwear back and, you know, and you get it back and it's not the underwear it once was.
Yes. Yes, it turns into a game for the dog because the dog wants to have fun. And if they can make running away with your things fun. If you chase them, that makes it fun for them. Now
right.
they've got you engaged, and they think that they're playing a game, and you don't think you're playing a game.
Right. You seriously want your iPhone back.
Yes.
So instead of playing that game, you know, the better game is to play tug, where you control the tug toy. You own the toy. I keep mine in a special drawer. Won't say which one. It's with my panties. And, you know, when it's time to tug, it's my idea.
Yes. That's the important thing, is that you set up the rules.
And, you know, the rules for tug are when I ask you to out the toy, I'm talking to you, the dog now, you go, and spit it out. And that I'm going to give it back to you. And when the game is over and I'm tired and I don't want to tug anymore, I'm going to tell you, game over, and then I'll put the toy away. But I'm not going to be, you know, a creep and just end the game, you know, without giving you a little warning. I think that's fair, don't you?
Yes, yes, that's fair. And dogs have a big sense of fairness. They really do.
They do. I've heard it called a schoolyard sense of justice.
Yes.
And that's one of the things I like about dogs is you can't really finesse them.
Yes, they know. They know if you're rewarding another dog and not them. They know.
Right.
They know if they've got the reward and the other dog doesn't, and you can see them walk proudly around sometimes.
So, what are some of the other benefits, the collateral benefits to the tugging game?
Well, the tugging game can be used to teach an arousal and then calm down. And that's an important thing because some dogs, when they get aroused, can't seem to calm themselves.
Right. I agree. And that, you know, that's like the police dogs who, you know, 1 minute are like, you know, biting the bad guy's butt and, you know, they have him cornered and the cop arrives and the next minute, you know, they're sitting there gnawing on their tennis ball.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a professional application. But for us, I like the idea of having the dog be super excited and aroused and sit. Oh, I'm going to give you your toy back. Woo, we get to do it again. And I think that's really primal, too. It's like, you know, because dogs tug with each other,
yes,
too, in a perfect world.
Yes. Yes, they do. My dogs play tug, and even a very large dog will play tug with a very small dog. I've seen Jocko with my daughter's Boston Terrier when he was a puppy, and they would play tug. And Jocko's 120 pounds. And
but he handicapped himself because he liked the game.
Yes, he did. He laid down on the floor.
Wow. It's amazing the way that they can communicate with each other.
Yes.
I wish that I could, you know, have more of that. The other thing that I like about tug is it teaches the dog to be careful of your hands.
Yes.
Because when I play tug, I like to have a toy that is kind of on the stiff side so that when I want the dog to out the toy, I brace it across the fronts of my legs and I make the toy quiet. And it's, you know, it's like the animal's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I will move my hands closer and closer till, you know, I'm getting slobber on me.
Yeah.
And I'm right on either side of the dog's mouth and I can touch the dog's lips. And if the dog makes a mistake and touches my hand, I drop the toy and the game is over and I will remove myself. And the tug toy is no fun without me.
That's
because
right.
I animate it.
Yes, yes. And when teeth touch skin?
Game over. And I think that you'll know when you really have it working, when you drop the tug toy and the dog picks it up and they're jamming it into your hands.
Yes.
Because that's, you know, I mean, to me, that's kind of the pinnacle of the game, is the tug toy is no good without me. And that's the action that the dog is looking for, not the I'm going to go chew this up under your desk.
Yes, yes.
So I like that. And another aspect I like, I always like to play with dogs in ways that make me important. So I must have a complex or something. But, you know, the toy is useless without me.
Yes.
And the dog has to be careful of my hands. I can control arousal level. I think all those things, when you put them together, make tug a great game. Tug can be fetch also, because you can throw the tug toy and now they're going to bring it back to you. You do a little tugging out the toy and they're wondering, well, what is she going to do with it next?
Yes.
Is she going to hide it? Is she going to throw it? Is she going to just offer it to me? Will it be a long tugging session? Am I going to get lifted off the ground? You know, that is, I think, part of what makes it so dynamic. And I encourage all my students to teach the rules of tugging first, get the out before you start tugging.
Yes.
You know, I think if you don't have a reliable out, like you were saying in the beginning, you know, first trade it for food.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe then trade it for another toy and do many repetitions like that. I think once you have that, it is a very, very useful game. And I see that you have a nice jute tug over there on the floor.
Yes, I do.
and you know, so you know how to choose an appropriate tug toy.
Yes.
So, and that's made for tugging.
Yeah.
Right? Did you buy that from one of, like, the police places?
No, it was a gift.
Oh, it's a gift. Yes. For someone who really knew you.
Yes.
I know this is just what Judy's going to want for Christmas, a nice tug toy that she'll keep in her underwear drawer with her panties and bring out on special occasions. But that's, you know, that's what I think about tugging. And, you know, it can even translate to having a toy that your dog carries in its mouth while it walks. If you have a dog that likes to pick stuff up, you know, that, you know, the dog knowing how to use its mouth is important. And I think that's a skill that gets lost because we spend our whole lives telling them, put that down.
Yes.
We never tell them, pick it up.
Yes. And their mouth is their way of exploring the world.
Right. And another aspect of that is, you know, if you're like me and you spend your day with your butt glued in your chair and your eyes on the computer, what if you drop something from your desk? It's nice to ask your dog to pick it up for you.
Yes.
Because all my dogs know how to use their mouths. So, you know, they're mother's little helper.
Aww.
Anything else about tugging? Oh, here's one. You know, this is the bad side, the dark side of tugging. The dogs who grab their leash.
Yes.
Which is, you know, and then, you know, you're trying to get the leash back and you're on the dark side of tugging.
Yes, you're involved in a game of tug that you never intended to happen.
Yes, the unintended tug game. How would you handle that?
Well, one thing that you can do with a dog like that is you can take an old slip collar and make it the connection to the dog's collar so that the first 2 feet of the leash are metal chain.
Right.
Most dogs don't like to grab that in their mouth.
That's a very, very good solution because I think a lot of people think that if they do tugging, there will be unintended consequences such as leash grabbing or, you know, other. So, you know, there are ways to combat behaviors that have gone wrong.
Yes, yes. But if you teach tugging from the beginning as a controlled exercise,
right,
that's important.
Right. Because really, you know that saying, all control is an illusion?
Yes.
Well, it's really not true because you can control a lot of behaviors that you wouldn't think you could. But you can control them. You just have to lay the groundwork and have the foundation.
Exactly.
So I think that might be our tugging podcast. What do you think?
I think that's great.
Good. So thanks very much, everybody. And we look forward to more banter, witty banter. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Lisa.
All bye-bye. Right. Bye. And, you know, we'll see, you know, what we get out of it. And